Well, we'll get started then on item F, which is the California Case Management System Maintenance and Operation Costs for courts that have V2 and V3 interim management systems. This is an action item. You may proceed.
Thank you, Chief Justice, members of the council. Today, Virginia Sanders-Hines, whose group is responsible today for maintaining the V2 and V3 applications, will go through a slide to present the council the current status of those systems, the cost associated with maintaining them, and look for your direction moving forward.
Thank you.
Virginia?
Thank you, Mark. Good afternoon. I know it's been a long day, and so I will try and keep my time on the agenda short, but I do want to express my appreciation to the Chief Justice and the council members for giving me this opportunity to make my presentation on behalf of the V2 and V3 program.
Thank you.
V2 is the application that supports the criminal and criminal and traffic case types. It's deployed in the Fresno Superior Court. V3 is the civil small claims probate mental health system, and this is deployed in 6 counties. It is out in L.A., San Diego, Orange County, Ventura, Sacramento, and San Joaquin. The focus of this, as Mark has indicated, the focus of this presentation is really the budget for those applications. Both applications were originally developed by a third-party vendor. Both V2 and V3 were transitioned to the AOC after we took a look at the cost savings we could achieve by bringing that in-house. So currently, both of those systems are fully supported by an in-house AOC team. And it could also reference the savings that we continue to see on an ongoing basis. What we're looking at now is the next fiscal year, 12-13, and what we need in order to continue to support those applications. We have two options that we are putting forward. The first option is to maintain the current level of funding that we projected for 12-13, and for V2, it's $4,139,117. For V3, for the fiscal year 12-13, the budget that we projected is $11,967,764. The one thing that I do want to mention with respect to the budget for both V2 and V3, when we reported the budget last year in July, we were reporting a higher budget for V2 and also for V3. Through staff reductions and basically reducing our hardware footprint for V2, we've been able to reduce that budget by a little over $2 million. So back in July of last year, we were projecting $6.5 million, and as you can see now, we're looking for a budget of $4 million for V2. V3, we haven't been able to make such an aggressive reduction, but we were able to make a reduction of a little over $500,000. And so, again, we are below the 12-13 budget we projected last year. So this is option one. Option two. I'm sorry, Jessica. Let me just back up for a second just so you can understand. With respect to option one, what we're looking at there is the ongoing maintenance and support for the application. On an ongoing basis, our team has to support the legislative updates that we get annually and then oftentimes during the year as well. There's also the defect remediation that the team has to address. We have hardware and software refresh. That's something that is an ongoing process that we do to keep the system in a healthy state. And again, as you see, we're going to continue to look at cost savings initiatives in the same way that we were able to achieve some cost reductions over the past year. That's an activity that we undergo on an ongoing basis. So we'll continue to do that as well. Thank you. Option two, what we're looking at here is increasing the resources for V3. One of the things that we've done over the past couple of years is, as we've looked at the CCMS development, there have been enhancements that we've received requests for that we haven't implemented simply because we were awaiting the implementation of CCMS, and it did not really make sense to begin those enhancements in V3 knowing that we were going to go to CCMS. What we're considering under option two is going ahead with some of those larger enhancements. Specifically, what we're looking at is the minute order caption system that's presently in V3. There are opportunities to improve that, to make it more efficient, to make it more useful for the folks in the court. And then there's also the judicial officer module. There are enhancements there that we've had requests for. And so for those two major enhancements, we're looking for additional funding if the council deems it appropriate to move forward. And that so what happens there is we have an additional amount, $1 million, a little over $1 million, that we're looking to have in the budget for 12-13. So those are basically the two options, either to fund us at the level that we presented before, the $4 million and the 11, or to increase the funding for 12-13 for V3 to enable us to go forward with additional modifications to the V3 application. That's pretty much it.
What's Fresno's plan? If CCMS isn't going to go out, I notice that they're one of the critical counties. Are they planning to keep V2?
At this point, Fresno would maintain V2 until another solution is put forward. But there's no plan under either of these options to make any changes for Fresno at this point.
So I believe Fresno's critical need was in a case type other than criminal and traffic.
Justice Baxter? Any comment? No?
No comment.
Yes, Judge Moss.
I've asked before, and I still don't understand. V3 is now like a legacy system in seven courts, really six courts, five courts. And the chief information officers in all of those courts have been talking, and they think they can maintain, they know the, our people in Orange County know the code. They can maintain the code for all five courts themselves without AOC involvement, and I think for less money. And I just wonder, why isn't that option being considered? Why did we just continue on with the way we've always done it instead of trying something that would cost us potentially less money?
I think, Judge Moss, the answer to that is that the IT working group as part of the operations committee of CCMS has just recently been formed, and one of the objectives, my understanding of that group, is to look at exactly those types of things, where it makes most sense to move this to. But since that really hasn't been moved beyond even a discussion at this point, we need to prepare for the eventuality that we will need to continue supporting V2 and V3.
Justice Miller?
So why shouldn't, in essence, the motion be to fund up to that amount, but have these issues looked at? And I'm glad that Judge Herman's not here so that we can assign this to him under, in essence, the same way that we did under option 3.
I think that's appropriate, Justice, with one note, and that is that the IT working group that was recently formed is under the operations committee as part of Justice Bernier's governance structure, which we report into Judge Herman's committee.
But I know that what he's looking at is a reorganization of that entire structure. And so it may be that during this interim, that's who he assigns it to look at and then provide that to him. And then he along with you, make a recommendation to us. So, go ahead.
There's only five courts using V3. The five courts have talked to each other and want to do this. I don't get why we can't bring forward what it is we would propose to do. Why does it have to be filtered through so many things of people who don't have anything to do with the system, in one sense? I mean, we're the ones that use the system. Let us make a proposal. We want to make it live. Let us make a proposal as to how to do that. And I'm sorry if Fresno says they got a different case type more important than criminal. They're spending $4 million of our money to maintain one system. I think we have to ask them and the AOC to look at some alternative to replace that and eliminate that cost. I don't think it's fair to the rest of the system to let them spend $4 million for criminal and traffic.
Judge, so?
That's the analysis in part that...
You're next.
That's the analysis in part that Judge Herman's committee is going to do. There's nothing that's going to prevent V3 courts from getting together to figure out a way to do this on a more cost-effective basis. But in the meantime, certain things need to be done. And that's why I would move adoption of option 2 up to that amount. These other issues are referred to Judge Herman's committee to come back to us for their suggestions.
And you can make your recommendation. There's nothing stopping you from making that recommendation to
option
him.
Option 1, up to that amount.
Oh, he said option two.
He just moved two.
Okay, so option two is on the table, but haven't heard a second, so I'm going to hear from Edith.
I was only going to express my amusement at the idea that a court should be told by another court to change their system.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that observation.
Okay.
So I'll second.
You second the motion. And Kim Turner?
So I think it's time to perhaps have a philosophical discussion about whether or not the branch should fund enhancements to the V3 system. I mean, I understand the $11,967,000, which is to keep things status quo, but if the courts want an additional slightly over $1 million worth of new functionality in V3, it may be very worthwhile to do that, but I don't know that, I mean, if I want more functionality in my case management system, I pay for it. And I think for the courts that are on V3, perhaps there's a way that they can get together and share the cost of the improved judicial officer module and the improved MOX functionality, rather than having it come out of the branch, bottom line.
Thank you. Judge D'Alba?
I was about to second previous.
Okay, which Justice Miller did, Justice Miller?
And so I think all that is incorporated within funding it up to that amount and assigning this to Judge Herman's committee to look at all those issues, to take an offer from the five courts. I mean, I think all of that's encompassed within that.
But the motion is to adopt option two, yeah, correct?
Which is the option
two.
Oh.
Judge Rosenberg.
At the risk of getting a reputation for making substitute motions, I would like to make a substitute motion to adopt option one with all the caveats that were in the other motion. In other words, it would still be assigned to Judge Herman's committee and up to that amount.
Okay.
Same caveats, but just option one.
Second. Can we call that a Rosenberg motion?
So Judge Wesley has seconded the substitute motion of option one with the same directional path and caveats, Judge. No, I'm not taking it out of order, so you don't think I am, but I just wanted to make the note that Judge So moved for option number two and Justice Miller seconded. On the substitute motion, any further discussion for option one? All in favor of the substitute motion, option one, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, so we're going to... Seems like
he won.
Okay, so it's option one.
Option one. Up to.
Chief, now that Judge Herman's not here, can I resign from the Herman's committee?
We're going to bring more people in.
Yes, it's 8 o'clock meeting.
Okay.
8 o'clock meeting is the killer.
There it is on item F. Thank you for the presentation.